It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I can get a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's...
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you?
Porno.
Well, for some people. Are you chewing gum?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my God.
Talk about your short timer.
Boy, I'm a professional. I want to be a broadcaster when I grow up because I'm moving to Texas where all the big broadcasters move.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeehaw!
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls. Oh, yeah, and I'm Murphy.
You're even sitting in the co-host
chair. I know, I'm
sitting
in the co-host chair.
We have Claude subjugated over to the far side.
Yes.
The Berlin Wall in between us.
Yes, this is the Berlin Wall. And if you try to cross, I will shoot you.
The Berlin Plywood Wall. Wait a minute, are you west or east?
I don't know. I'm kind of an oppressive guy. I guess I'll be east. German.
Okay, well, you are sitting on the east side of the room.
Berliner.
Sorry. You are a Berliner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I heard that he said, I'm not a Berliner. I thought he said, I'm a donut or something close to
it's
that.
Like, it's like saying, instead, like, you'd be like in Hamburg saying, I'm a hamburger.
Exactly.
I saw that Eddie's.
I am a hamburger.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go. All right, we got a lot of shit going on tonight.
We sure do tonight, don't we?
Will you stop popping fucking bubbles into the...
All right, I'll take it out. That's right, boys and girls. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon. Yep. Spankwagon.net's where you can find us. Let's cover some of the basics. First off, everyone who's cool hangs out in our chat room, which, you know, we need to make sure people are cool enough to hang out in our chat room.
Yep, we do have chat going tonight, I tell you.
So you can get to that by going to spankwagon.net. Clicking on the cam and chat link and loading up the camera so you can watch Claude and our guest this evening, which we'll get to later.
Well, not just me. I mean,
Oh, yes. Smack sitting in the guest chair, or sitting in as his first time as the official co-host.
Yep.
And also myself.
It's just downhill from here, boys.
If you really want to look at me, which, you know, I'm so fucking sexy.
I'm sure you make a lot of men moist.
He's making me hard right now just looking at him.
I'm really scared. I don't know if we want to
My nipples are so hard, you could cut glass.
That's because you got bitch tits.
That's right.
Okay.
I think out of this entire group, I'm the only one without bitch tits, I have to tell you.
So you're getting there, though. You're starting to get fat.
I am. Really Bob. Good. Bob had bitch tits.
Bob had bitch tits. All right, here's what's going on. Again, go to the Cammon chat. You can watch us. You can chat with us. Or if you're a little bit more, you know, as we like to say, leet, you know what you're doing on an IRC chat, go to irc.slashnet.org. Go into the room, pound LV rocks, and you can chat with us live that way.
And for those of you that have actually kissed a woman, you can go onto the website and hit the Cam and Chat link from there.
Exactly. Like I said, hit the Cam and Chat from SpankWagon.net, our official site. We got a lot of... Actually, we got some fun news. I don't know. I think this is really good news. We actually have picked up a brand new syndicate. They're not covering us live. They're covering us, I guess you could say, not so live. But we have a brand new syndicate coming out of London, England. Yes, we want to say a big hello to a new syndicate, Flash FM, bringing us overseas and listening to us having fun at our expense, I guess. I don't know. They actually got some nice, they got a little like counter going on. So, like, if you go to, it's like Flash.
What kind of Englishmen are they?
I don't, well, fuck if I know.
Well, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, what kind of English station are we? Are we like BBC Two? You know, are we going to be dreary? And today we
or are we gonna like BBC Wagon. Four where it's a little bit more hip, you know, exciting.
It's not BBC Four.
It's gonna be Britpop.
It's Channel Four.
It's gonna be Britpop.
So we'll end up like coming on hearing this shit like right before us.
I don't know. You know, it could be like a sports station. You know, because if it's a sports station, we'll hear shit like this. They all sound happy.
Yes, they are. They never seem this gleeful when they riot.
No, they're never this gleeful when they riot.
I've got a hooligan. You think those
maybe,
fucking people
maybe they are
learned,
punks.
Too.
Maybe they're punks.
Maybe they're punks.
Well, you know, thinking of God Save the Queen, maybe they're patriotic.
So they love America, because they're singing America the Beautiful.
You know, it sounds like America the Beautiful, but then it deviates way off after this next stanza.
End of the Pilgrim's Pride. Land where the fathers died.
Well, hell, it could be worse. You guys know the Star Spangled Banner, the music for that, is actually an Irish drinking song.
Yes, that is true. Maybe they're like shitty club music.
Shitty club music?
Yeah.
Well, that's an idea. I don't know. You know, what if they're, like, really into, like, you know, again, back to the government. Big into the army.
Ah, the RAF.
So you think maybe we're getting rebroadcast to troops in, you know, Iraq or something, a bunch of...
Well, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Afghanis in London. You never know.
That is true. That is actually
I mean, there is true. A lot of Afghanis, so maybe we got to make sure we're covering that segment as well. You weren't prepared. I stumped you.
It is mostly a Pakistani country now. I believe the COE is probably outnumbered by Islam. I was very actually impressed as well. I like to see that we are actually rather in tune with England. Because I went to a great website, badgas.co.uk,
mm-hmm.
and they rated chicken shops and, you know, like, shitty takeaway spots, you know, that were, like, basically rented out by disgusting foreigners.
Right.
Nice.
You know, kind of like the place that used to be next door to... Or when we were in that old building, that was basically, it's like a gas station.
It's a gas station that has a deep fat fryer.
Yes.
Yes.
And they happen to serve anything and everything that can be fried. And
yes.
then some that can be microwaved.
Right.
They have an excellent rating about things like that. And I guess people, as much as the world hates America, they love American recipe chicken. Texas. Tech-ass. Ohio fried chicken. Tennessee fried chicken. Dixie fried chicken.
Tennessee fried chicken.
I can't fathom it. It's just part of my brain just shut down.
Ohio fried chicken.
At least I have chicken.
Thank you, Leroy.
All right. So here's what's going on. We want to say a big thank you and hello and whatever else we need to say to Flash FM. They're going to listen to us tomorrow, actually like tomorrow night around this time.
Now, wait a minute. Is that with or without the time change?
That's I think with the time change. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Dude, he's just going to play our show twice, dude. We get 2 days. Two different days.
Wow. Nice. That's pretty good for him.
So thank you for listening on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You don't watch Aqua Teen.
You don't watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
You know what? I have kids. I go to bed too early. No,
that's
lying.
That's why there's VCRs.
You know what it is?
DVRs.
I actually had it set on my DVR, and my lovely DVR decides it doesn't want to record the stuff that I tell it to record anymore.
Well, sure.
Whatever. You're making an excuse.
Hey, it stopped recording Quantum Leap.
That's because it realizes stuff that sucks, but it's a different story.
You're in the last season. We're saving you the misery. All right, should we do some news because we got like guests and shit like that going on?
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's do that because there's a lot of interesting news right now. Colorado River's going dry. We're all doomed. Oh, no's.
Yes, we're all going to die, but, well, all right, let's do it in the British flavor. Let's get some news going on here. BBC, this I think is the official theme for News 24.
By the way, when did the dude from Top Gear start appearing on G4? I missed that.
I don't know. Which one?
The little wiry guy. It's really short.
Wiry.
Richard, not Richard Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson?
He's that short little dude.
Richard, no, it's... I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, he was like on
the
G4.
The one that owns the Mopar.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
He was on G4 all of a sudden, hosting other shit.
You know what? Let's make this call out to those people over there, over there listening to us from London. If you, by some magic way, can get us every known copy of every known episode of
Top Gear,
Claude Balls will suck you off.
No, I won't. However, you might have a chance if one of you kills Quentin Wilson off Fifth Gear. Please, kill him for me. Strangle him, murder him, put a bomb in his car. I don't care.
That would be appropriate, though.
I hate Quentin Wilson.
For that guy, though. That would be very appropriate.
It would be. If I ever see Quentin Wilson, I kid you not, I will fucking beat the shit out of that guy.
Oh, look at that. Rev's trying to get us in trouble. He says, miss shows, that's what BitTorrent was made for. Oh, avast matey.
Yeah.
But we're all nice people here. We would never steal music or movies.
I would never steal software. Anything. No.
It's not really never. Stealing if you just intend
no.
to
Claude,
use it.
No, Claude, do you steal any music?
No. I review a lot of things to see if I wish to purchase it later on.
Really? You know, so you would never steal anything?
No. I don't wish to take, money out of fucking, Yanni's mouth or
Yanni.
Anything like that.
You know, I'm hitting the slider thinking I'll hear Yanni, and I was kind of hoping you'd get the setup.
No, I don't have any. I actually don't listen
You're
to Yanni. That's why it was funny.
Fuck.
I'm cutting him off his game.
Yeah, because he's over there and not over here. He can't see my hand gestures and what I want to
yes,
do.
Yes, I cannot. Because you have the great wall between us.
Hey, we'll open up the phone lines a little later here as well. Because,
oh, yes.
Well, you know, you got to do that. No, no! No, not now. No, no.
Okay.
No.
Nice.
I'll take it back.
Nicely done. All right. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cover some news right now.
News. Okay, so what do you got for the news right there? A lot of interesting things. We have dead people, Mikey, dead people.
Dude, we've got tons of dead people going on. Actually, let's not cover dead people yet. We'll get to dead celebrity here
before
in the second hour. Maybe even do a little mad props and shitty midi in the second hour. Car buried in 1957 is going to be unearthed here in the year 07. A Plymouth Belvedere that was buried in a concrete vault nearly 50 years ago.
How long?
50 years ago.
Sorry, I missed that.
That's 50 years ago. As part of the state's golden anniversary celebration, will be unearthed in 2007 as part of the Oklahoma Centennial Festivities. their misspell, not mine.
Now, I think I remember hearing about this. Wasn't the car actually buried as well with like 5 gallons of
gas? Yeah, the 57 Belvedere is underground next to the Tulsa County Courthouse.
Yeehaw!
And it's also buried with 5 gallons of gas and a case of beer. Dude, that's fucking thinking ahead, man. Burying your beer. Would you drink beer that's 50 years old?
No, I wouldn't.
I don't know.
See, but if like their point, if the combustion engine has in fact, you know, been made obsolete, they've got to find a way to run it. And if you've got a combustion engine, you have to be able to drive drunk.
That's true. Old news reports indicate the gas was buried in case internal combustion engines became obsolete by 2007 and no fuel was available. Well, they're halfway there with that shit. Nice song. Other buried items include the contents of a woman's purse. I don't get this one, but 14 bobby pins, lipstick, pack of gum, tissues, pack of cigarettes, and matches, and $2.43.
They don't open until next year.
No, they don't open until next year, so I don't know why this is big news now. I really don't.
Actually, I learned about this a couple of years ago, and I've been curious myself. It pops up. But yeah, it is definitely a slow week. By the way, Tulsa spelled backwards is a slut. I did not learn that until recently myself.
A slut, S-L-U-T. You're right. There's also an unpaid parking ticket. Hey, that's your alley, head. You should be down there. A bottle of tranquilizers.
You can't just drive drunk. You have to drive drunk and trank.
Dude, they're tranked up. They're drunk. They can't pay a parking ticket. They only got like $250 on them.
You know, are you sure that this is, you know, separate stuff, or did someone just take Rip Torn's car and bury it?
I don't know.
Where's my Plymouth, kid?
A school of microfilm, which includes the entries of a contest held to determine the winner of the car. The person that guessed Tulsa's population in 2007, or the heirs. What the fuck?
And you must have something new.
I figure you'd recognize this.
Baby.
I'm not.
Coming through.
You know, I've heard some obscure music on this show, but
this wins.
I think we may have hit a new record.
All right, so basically, and assuming an average of annual interest of 5% compounded quarterly, the $100 savings account that's part of the prize.
But there's a problem with the savings account.
Would be worth $12,000 if the account could be found.
That's right.
They invested in a bank that foreclosed, sold off to, you know, other banks that have since then foreclosed.
They're actually with savings and loans, so that's all gone.
So they're all gone. No one's sure how much money is actually
there. I'm surprised
there.
You didn't get that song either. I'm really taken back.
I didn't get that song.
That is basically like the 1974 model year theme song for Chrysler Plymouth.
I didn't get that. Hit it again. Fuck, I've never heard that.
God.
When the sun lights the horizon, there's a momentary love as a paintbrush turns the darkness into blue. Something's on that new horizon, and it sparkles like the dew. A machine we put together just for you.
Dude, I have no clue. No, I mean, I've never heard it before, but hey, now I know. The account was set up at the savings
Go
and
Joe.
Loan was taken over by Sooner Federal, liquidated, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, this pops up because it is a slow news week. I saw this in 5 different websites.
The best person that has the info on it is, ironically enough, yes, 6 Degrees of Spankwagon, another DeLorean owner that runs ForwardLook.net, who is a huge 50s Mopar guy who does a lot of stuff with the Ford Look Chrysler, such as the Belvederes.
Yes, the good old
and
Ford.
The Furies.
Now, if that guy could find me a pair of a set of Ford Look shot glasses, which are incredibly rare, then
he probably could.
Anyhow, so that's my news. You got anything there, Smack?
Oh, let's see here. Armed man arrested after Doritos dispute.
What?
A man with an assault rifle threatened a convenience store clerk who wouldn't sell him a bag of Doritos Wednesday. Apparently,
I got me the munchies, bitch.
And it was in the town of Niagara.
Niagara?
Niagara.
Did you just drop the N-bomb on the show?
No, not yet.
Why did you do that, dude?
Dude, I'll do it later. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Nigeria.
Oh, now you want money.
Yeah. Nigeria, please.
Exactly. The clerk told him she couldn't make change and said that he went to his truck and returned with an assault rifle.
Went to the fucking truck?
Yeah, he went to his truck and got his assault rifle. She pushed the sign alarm, and the police arrested the man without incident.
He wasn't even supposed to be there today.
Exactly. I'm not even supposed to be here today. I got that. What else you got, Trench?
Nothing. You didn't hand me the rest.
You're like... Dude, all I have is
bust
my
this
stuff,
shit up
man.
Like it's supposed to be the nightly news and stuff. Like, we got lots of news. I get one story from
here,
each
here,
of
you. Here, you can take that one. This is the one I really didn't want to read.
Oh, man. This is...
That's what you get for vetoing my farm blog.
Well, the farm blog was a really dumb...
Farm blog?
Yeah, it's like the corn cam, but it's a guy who blogs about farming.
Yeah, it's not just a guy. It's Indiana
Woke
University.
Woke up early, ate, slopped hogs, plowed field, went to bed, sleep.
Prayed for death.
Repeat.
Prayed for death.
Yes. Repeat five times.
Kidding me now.
Sixth day include whittling. Seventh day, pray.
Whittling.
There we go.
The motherfucker who whittles bars of soap at my desk in my office.
Accidentally.
That's right, dude. That was a
mother-in-law.
That's a big fucking mess, dude.
A huge fucking
mess. I can't wait till they have to steam clean that carpet and it
they're
suds up.
Suds up. No. All right. Elephants are big, powerful, and can be dangerous. But they're not drunkards. Anecdotes about African elephants going on alcohol-fueled rampages after eating the fermented fruit of the Marlua tree are probably incorrect, says Stephen Morse at the University of Bristol, UK.
Hey, that's why you took that one.
Assuming an alcohol content of 3%, his team calculates that, a 3-ton elephant would need to eat more than 1,200 fruit to get drunk. That'd require a diet solely of fermented marula fruit, consumed about 400 times the normal maximum food intake. It's more likely that drunk bulls, I guess that's what they're calling elephants, are just defending their prized food source.
Hey.
Well, it's about drinking, I think.
I kind of like this. You know?
This is the Irish drinking song. Where do you go wrong with that?
It is.
They chop off our legs. They cut off our hands and they nails in our eyes.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
These songs are much better when you are inebriated. That's the way Irish songs go.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually Dennis Leary off of the No Cure for Cancer CD.
That is correct.
Look at that. I don't know shit about cars, but you give me something from a comedian and you know, I'll be on top of it.
You've stolen it.
Exactly. So, what's bad? Hitting a curb. What's worse? Hitting a tree, then a newsstand, a fire hydrant, a light pole, another tree, and an unoccupied transit bus. Yeah, no, this isn't some bad Toons' bit from SNL. No, this is the death of Daryl Russell, former NFL standout and Southern California defensive lineman, whose promising career was derailed by drugs and apparently a litany of items that you would commonly find in burnout legends. Russell was suspended 3 times for violating the league's substance abuse policy, and his career never really recovered. Yeah, well, you know, smacking into a couple of items.
Yeah, wait. And you got to read it like it's written. Come here.
Here.
Read it. This is how it was written. This is actually from My Way. Who the fuck knows? Russell, 29, was a passenger in a car driven by former USC teammate Mike Bentinelli that went out of control at 6 a.m., hit a curb, tree, newsstand, fire hydrant, light pole, another tree, and an unoccupied transit bus.
All he needed was the one-legged woman crossing the street for maximum point
value. No. You needed the fucking baby carriage. Yeah. You had to get the baby carriage. An unoccupied baby carriage.
Yep. In 2002, Alameda County prosecutors dropped rape charges against Russell, claiming they could not prove he videotaped a woman being raped by his two friends in January 2002.
Go on the internet. Claude will find it.
Exactly. He was trying it. After that, he went to an NFL rookie symposium and tried to teach players about the pitfalls to avoid in their career. Yada, yada, yada. He was trying to teach people that I'm a prime example of what not to do in certain situations. Yeah, like behind the wheel of a fucking car.
No, he was passenger.
Oh, excuse me. He was a passenger. I've wrecked people and saved people from wrecking in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like something funny was going on.
Well, no shit, dude. They probably were talking to Michael Irving.
Yeah, Carmageddon. Carmageddon rev rings up. Did someone try playing Carmageddon? I'm thinking it's more along the lines of Burnout Legend.
Love this song. Well, since there was rape involved, I figure it's pretty appropriate.
Well, where do you go wrong with rape? I mean, come on.
Japanese love it.
And is it really rape if you can't hear underneath the pillow?
Well, wait a minute now.
That's very Tree Falls in the Forest. That's a very zen question.
That's a great Tree Falls in the Forest. What if the rapist is deaf? He can't hear no.
But if he see, if he
can't hear
no. But if he can read lips and he sees her going, I guess that's really not a good bit for radio, but if he sees her mouthing the words, no.
Or pushing a weight, but...
Come on, she was playing hard to get. How was I supposed to know? Wait, let me do it. And you're my hard to get.
Did you see how you were dancing? She made you think of me and I thought he'd say, come and get me in the butt.
God, I love a good rape joke.
That was a good one? I'd hate to hear a bad one.
No, that one was hot. Anyway,
Got his nipples hard
to get. Oh, yeah.
Our nipples.
I got one more bit, and this is I think this could spark a little bit of conversation.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Now,
you're going for that intelligent aspect of our listeners, right?
Well, you know, sometimes I can't always hit that lowest common denominator, but I can moon the camera again.
No.
Let's see here.
Please don't.
We need to talk about someone. Lieutenant Dave Grossman.
Lieutenant Dan.
No, this is Lieutenant Dave Grossman, one of law enforcement's most in-demand speakers and trainers. Grossman is an ex-Army Ranger and West Point psychology professor.
I know something.
And he said probably the most fucked up statement I've heard this week.
Oh, boy.
Let's look at what's going on in our world right now. We've got some wars that are completely unjustified.
Speaking of the wars unjustified, did you hear Bush finally say that it was the weapons of mass destruction? The WMDs they were looking for were irrelevant? They were irrelevant?
America, there's these hold on.
Have to be done.
Hold on.
He fucking said they were irrelevant!
They are.
We had to liberate Iraq from Saddam. It had to be done.
But he took us in there because of the weapons of mass destruction!
It was a means to an end to get us in there, yeah.
It was a...
But they were irrelevant.
They posed an imminent threat.
Where is his fucking, ass getting slung in...
Well, employment has dropped 30% in Iraq since Saddam was removed from power. Lots more women have rights now.
Unless you're a fucking mechanic. Well, you got to fix those cars.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So with all the bullshit that's going on in the world today, people starving, shit like that, Mr. Grossman said, violent media and video games are the largest single threat to modern civilization. Excuse me, what fucking world is this living in?
Read that again.
Here it is again. One of Grossman's key messages is that violent media and video games are the largest single threat to modern civilization.
Says who?
Not terrorists, not fucking nuclear weapons.
Says Jack Thompson.
Action attorney
from Florida.
Jack Thompson.
This guy and Jack Thompson would get along great.
I'm Jack Thompson.
Grossman claims to be one of the world's most foremost expert in the field of human aggression. And the roots of violence and video and violent crime.
I'd like to address my remarks tonight to Mr. Osama bin Laden. Buddy, you screwed up big time.
President Bush's best keynotes.
Now,
guess what, amigo? I'm coming to get you. I'm not alone either. The American people are right behind me. You see, you made a big mistake. If you'd had any brains, you would have challenged me to a game of Scrabble.
Crazy Bush.
I don't know where this is going.
Yes, you do. You know this song.
I probably do.
Keep talking, Smack.
Oh, okay. So, since we seem to be on this fucking topic, let me go on about this a little bit here. Because I'm a pretty hardcore Democrat.
Yeah, you are. You used to run leftwingarmy.com.
Used to run leftwingarmy.com till we were... Anyway, I got a real problem with this war. And I got a real problem with guys like Grossman who say it's the single biggest threat to modern civilization.
They're obviously not taking a look at the whole picture. And Claude obviously is strumming his banjo.
Wait, I thought the biggest threat to civilization was the war on Christmas. Oh no, wait a minute. It's liberal media. Oh no, wait a minute. It's abortion. It's like, shut the fuck up for just
you gotta
5 seconds.
Though. Look at it this way. The Christmas, the war on Christmas, and the fucking happy holidays bullshit, that's all because of the flack from all the other religious shit we've had to take all year.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. You know what it is? It's... The 06 elections are coming up, and the far right wing senators and whatnot have decided that they're going to make a platform for all their stuff. And now that some things are getting a little messed up.
Is your cell phone a little distracting?
My cell phone's a little distracting. I'm sorry, it's going off in my pocket.
I got to be honest with you. When it comes to this shit right there, I don't think that a lot of both liberals and conservatives, I don't think they have honest platforms on anything. I think the last election was not about the weapons of mass destruction, was not about the Iraqi war, was not about Homeland Security. I think the last election, the reason Bush won, and a lot of Republicans, I think it was more or less gay marriage.
You really think that gay marriage was the only thing that carried that shit over?
Yes. I think that people were more fearful of a homo boogeyman going to take their youngins away and recruit them into some gay lifestyle than they were about terrorisms.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it was basically just... You may be right, but I think it's more than that. I think it's bigger than that.
Go ahead.
I really honestly think that it was all about control. I think that we're leaning so far to the right that we're pushing religion. We're pushing, not in a good way, but we're talking fundamentalism. We've talked about this before.
Fundamentalism is fucked up.
Well, we know that.
Well,
My honest
fundamentalism
opinion,
of any opinion is very dangerous.
Exactly. My honest opinion on this right there is, first of all, this is like a completely different tangent we'll explore later on. I think that perhaps commercialism and the forming of corporations is probably the best thing that happened to mankind to break the stranglehold of organized religion. However, I think that organized religion does have a good place in society. I think when it comes to
controlling the masses.
Yes. I think when you are poor,
okay,
I think
yes,
it's good to be a Christian.
I will agree that it's good for controlling the masses, but what we're getting right now is they're trying to push it down on us. Now, this is why...
Because they don't know any better.
And this is why I believe that the counter is happening. I believe that because they're pushing, that's why people are pushing back going, holidays.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? You know where holidays came
from? Fuck you. It's Christmas!
Holidays came from corporations and businesses wanting to cater to more than just the Christians with Christmas. They wanted to increase profits by including more people.
You're talking about modern commercialism holidays.
Modern commercialism holidays.
All right.
Now, that's where that came from. Because you know what? Hanukkah, I hate to tell you, isn't all that big of a deal to the Jewish people. It really isn't. It's not the big holiday.
I would probably say Yom Kippur and Passover
exactly.
for the holidays.
They're more important. Yeah. But they wanted to be able to include them. All right, fine. So now all of a sudden
that's why we have Hanukkah bushes.
So now we have this, oh well, it's got to be a war on Christmas, and it's all these, it's the liberals. No, it's not the liberals. It's the right wing Senate reacting to a non-issue that they can rally around. There is no war on Christmas. Big fucking deal. You know what? Anyone who says Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas to me, you know what I respond with? Happy Hanukkah. No reason. Absolutely none. None whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
The whole reason for this is, simply put, that the right wing needs something that they can rally around and have their own weapon of mass distraction
I
to get past what is going on.
My belief is I think it's a lot deeper than that. I think what it is, and the biggest thing that I usually find, I'm reading a book right now called Cloud Drops, which is, it's like Christian fan fiction. I got suckered into buying this thing at the mall when the author was there, and I got a signed copy of this. Maybe he becomes rich and the thing becomes worth money one day. I don't know. But the biggest, and this book really just justifies my opinion, the biggest thing I've actually seen is a lot of people have an issue coming to terms with basically adulthood. Yeah. The end of innocence does not mean the automatic inheritance of guilt, which is basically, as you as a recovering Catholic have seen, guilt plays a huge part in your religion. I think what it is I think when we're innocent, we don't have to make decisions for ourselves, and we become blameless, and we have no responsibilities. I think the problem is, as we mature as a society, I think people have a hard time wanting to talk about sex, wanting to take on adult responsibilities. So that's why people, especially if any of you guys and gals out there know, if you work in customer service industry, people never want to take responsibility for anything on their own. I think, honestly, what it is when it comes to this religion, I think that shit, people can't cope with themselves saying, dude, you know, I have to be an adult and grow up, and you know they treat God as a parent that they want to please by acting as a kid and push the shit onto us.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. We're going to cut into our first break here. What I want to play right now for everybody, if I can go ahead and do so, is the latest cartoon from Jib Jab.
Hmm. Jib Jab.
Since we're talking about politics and stuff like that.
Cool. Once that ends, I'll play some of my shit too.
No,
man.
Actually, once that ends, I got a couple techno songs. One of which you've heard because it's being played a lot for Wendy's.
What's that?
You'll hear it. Techno, definitely right. This break.
I'm feeling kind of angry because I was going to bust some KMFDM out.
Well, we'll do this. We'll lighten the mood, and you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Spank Wagon.
I've heard it.
Mr. President, you've had quite a year. Can you tell us what you're thinking as it draws to a close?
With hurricanes and terrorists, it's been hard to just get by. Here's hoping the year 206 turns out better than 205. Well, Kim Jong is throwing fits and the shuttle's on the fritz. There's an intifada brewing in the Gaza Strip. All the deficits are rising, half of Europe hates my guts. And industrial America is going bankrupt. There is a great sense of urgency. We've got to squash the insurgency. My approval rating's in a dive. Hope it's not another year like 2005. A leak investigation got my White House in a snarl. There's a special prosecutor after my friend Carl. And our energy dependency has put me in a bind. Now don't worry about Alaska, it'll be just fine. My appointee was a big flop. The housing market is about to pop.
With record profits at the pump.
I drive an SUV and take it in the rump.
All of our jobs gone overseas.
Each week I make $1.73.
From Katrina, FEMA, Gitmo 2.
The last thing I need now is the avian flu.
Cause every problem in the world lands right here on my desk. I drive. hoping the year 206 brings a few more brighter days. I'll say that again.
Satisfaction. music, please.
Gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This happens to be Spankwagon, and you happen to be tuned in.
We appreciate that, and we hope you continue listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
The best one that will ever be in existence.
Ever, yes. Max running around doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
I need more power.
Whatever. All right, folks, it's time. Should we do Mad Probs? Do Dead Celebrity? What should we do here? I don't know what we should be doing.
Well, you know what? Because of everyone's fucking craptastic reaction times, I've doubled up on Shitty Mitty this week.
Oh, we've got double Shitty Mitty. We don't even have a proper intro because Gunther and Tom took the week off.
Fuck them.
So they took off for this week. Let's go ahead and let's do shitty MIDI, ladies and gentlemen. Here's how it works. Claude is going to play a MIDI. We expect you to call in. Now you want to make the noise with the phone thing.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Local Las Vegas, 383-8120.
What you're going to have to do is give us a call once you know what's being played. Give us a call. Make your guess.
Now, because I've also lightened this a little bit, you cannot chime in the chat room. That doesn't count. You're going to have to call in.
You're going to have to call in. The number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
The chat room is closed down.
Well
we're
just,
not looking at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're not looking at it. You've got to call in at 1-866-587-6257. That's the official number here to the studio line. Claude, why don't you go ahead and...
Oh, wait. We have a prize this week.
Yeah, we do have a prize.
Well, we didn't get the address to send the dude his older prize. What prize do we have this week?
Oh.
What the hell?
Oh, here we go.
I don't even know what this is, so this is a surprise to me. This is from another, probably Claude's storage. Oh, we got the other book.
We have the other book here. Now, last week, the first one we reviewed was Dirty Movies, an Illustrated History of the Stag Film from 1915 to 1970.
And the next
week, Smack, go ahead and take a look at this one.
Okay, let's take a look here. This week's jack shit prize
or
is
award,
going
depending
to be,
on its relative worth to you.
Thank you very much. 100 Years of Erotica, an international portfolio of erotic photography. Well, I can't speak tonight. From 1845 to 1945.
Let's go ahead, take a look at that.
Take a peek
okay,
in
while
here.
While you're taking a look at that, we're going to go ahead and start up the shitty mini. Claude, you got it ready?
As always.
Go for it, dude. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So there's hit pause. It's a MIDI, folks. Gotta give us a call at 1-866-587-6257. And we will go ahead and take your call for your guests. Come on, folks.
Now, guys, I got to let you know, this book is a shitload of pictures, and there's some funny stuff in here. A lot of stuff from the early 1900s. Here's one from Cuba from 1920 that's a big orgy scene.
Cigars?
Yeah. It's really well laid out, and there's some funny... I don't want to say funny. There's some good pictures. If you were a connoisseur of porn, this would be a...
this is a porn connoisseur.
This really is,
that's
yeah.
what these last
that's
2 weeks
these
have
are.
Been. All right, go ahead and hit that music again. Let's play from the beginning. It's really good.
Get those little digits dialing, people.
1-866-587-6257.
Or local, 1-702-383-8120.
Anyone's got a guess?
All you have to do is call.
It's a MIDI. It's a shitty MIDI. Stop that shit.
Come on, guys. This is a fairly interesting book. Oh, my God.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, before I guess, I have a quick question. Did somebody win twice in a row?
I have a better question. Dude. Did you buy your phone at Radio Shack in 1989?
Dude, you're breaking up really bad. Can you call right back, try to get a better line?
Yeah, hold on.
Cool. Let's try that.
Fucking bad. Yeah,
I couldn't even. There's shitty MIDI. There's bad phones, and that was a bad phone. So let's let them call back. I think he asked if he could win 2 weeks in a row. So I'm assuming that's Rev.
Yeah, you know
win.
What?
Hey, if you know it.
So
win
if you
it.
Know it, you can win it, man. We're not really into like all the rules. You know, we don't have someone like midget voice doing it.
I even you know what? Yeah.
You got to be in it to win it.
You got to win it. Oh, never mind. So yeah, I think that was Rev. So Rev's gonna give us a quick call back. Let me make sure the line's clear.
Here we go.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, is this any better?
Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Okay, so
step away from the microwave.
What is your guess, dude?
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Hey!
Yeah! Woo! Claude, play the real music for a second. Anytime now, Claude.
Yeah, it's an intro, dude. Don't blame me.
So, Reverend Hammer, you win. What does he win again, folks?
Reverend Hammer now wins the book two of the collection, 100 Years of Erotica. International portfolio of erotic photography from 1845 to 1945 by Paul Arato. So you basically get like almost two centuries of prawns.
You know, it's a really good thing my friends don't open my mail because I'd have some really hard questions to answer.
That would be good.
Especially after you see the contents.
Yeah, really.
I have a third prize tonight, or a second prize tonight, that's along the same lines. And if Rev winds up winning that one, too, we're going to have to send him a bottle of Jergens with all that.
Hell, I got a fourth prize because I got a prawn blowout. I got something else.
Nice.
Well, we'll deal with that next week. Rev, go ahead and send your address to spankwagonmail@cox.net, and we will get it mailed out to you ASAP.
We'll do that.
Thank you very much, Rev. Thanks for playing.
All right.
Later.
Look at that, folks. That's how easy it is to call in and win here at Spank Wagon Radio. Enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely. Sergeant
Congratulations, Pepper's Reverend Hammer. You won the shitty MIDI for this week. You will be mailed your jack shit prize.
Ziz.
Or award.
Should we go for third tonight?
You got another prize to give out?
I have another prize to give out.
We have more prizes?
I have a DVD to give out.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, here's what we'll do then, folks. Everybody in this hat, you have to call in. Let's give the number one more time. Write it down.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Las Vegas. Was it 384?
383-8120.
Thank you. There's nothing on the other side here. I can't see.
You can't see the number, but if you want, also dial 1-866-587-6257.
Matter of fact, because we can't drag this bit out any further, and I have shit I have to get rid of to move, I'll make this one like really fucking easy on you.
Really easy, so we got one more shitty mini to do.
Oh, I feel bad. Hey, guys, Vert1's in the chat room here, and he would have called in to win, but his phone won't dial the number 6.
Oh,
he has an anti-pagan phone.
You know what, dude? Then you dial the local number, 1-702-383-8120. You make the long-distance call.
That's a good point.
It's a very good point.
Coming up is actual professionally made prawn.
Ooh!
DVD.
Wow, what's the title?
Midget Goes to Hollywood.
Oh, my God!
God, the Bridget the Midget porno we reviewed.
Oh. Yes. You get to win this because I don't know.
Okay, so we had the Bridget the Midget porno.
Guys, we've got midget porn. Please, get those little dialing digits handy.
If you fist a midget, does it make him a Muppet?
Yes!
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and you're ready for your...
Let's go ahead. Let's do it right now.
Play the mini. Pan flute? Pan flute?
That's like Zamfir, like busted in.
Come on now. Give it, hit pause. This is a MIDI. This is a shitty MIDI. All right. Call us 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call to win. Midget Goes to Hollywood.
My wife's in the chat room saying she wants the porn. Well, honey,
if you know the name of the song, you gotta call in.
And I'll bring it home for you.
I don't have it with me right now.
Oh, well, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, I'll have it by next week's show.
Give us a call, folks. 1-866-587-6257.
Or local Las Vegas, 383-8120. Or for those of you with broken phones on the number 6, 1-702-383-8120. This one's a little harder than the last one.
God damn, this couldn't be more obvious if I hummed it.
No, I mean, I don't know the name of the song. I recognize it. But it's got midget porn, so this is definitely something you're going to want to try and get.
Okay. How about a clue?
Let's start it over. Let's give them a clue for everyone who doesn't know their music.
God, you people are fucking pathetic. Okay, I'm going to make this really, really fucking simple. The original version came out in the early 1970s. In the mid-1980s, another band did a cover of this song. An all-girl band. It was a very popular tune.
Oh, we got a caller.
We got a caller.
We got a caller. Spank, Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, is it Hazy Shade of Winter by Bangles?
You know what? I'll go with either or, Bangles or Simon and Garfunkel.
So that's it. You win! What do they win?
You win a copy of Midget Goes to Hollywood, starring Bridget the Midget.
And I know, with
many samples of actually granny porn on there, too.
And I got a funny feeling about this, but caller, what's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Oh, well, Chris.
You know, that's funny. I'm married to a woman named Jackie.
Yeah, funny how this is.
Wow, you sound very familiar.
Yeah.
She sounds like another douche I know, but that's another story altogether. Go ahead and play the real song, Claude.
Since she wanted the Bangles, we'll go ahead and play the Bangles.
Do you have both?
I can't believe my wife wanted the midget porn.
Your wife wanted the midget porn, dude, and she called and won it. That's awesome.
See, my wife, I got to tell you guys, she's at home packing tonight, and she has had a few margaritas, I can tell.
No, actually, I'm drinking your beer. Oh.
You have no beer when you go home.
Yeah, no shit.
Thank you, caller. We don't need to worry about your mailing address, so we'll get it home.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, though.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night. I think you only have one channel on this.
The hell happened?
You lost a channel. Your MIDI isn't shitty. The fucking song is.
All right, let's try it again. That's not me.
That's not us.
Wow, what happened?
Not us. That's funny. Oh, there you go. Fucking plug.
Dude, it sounds shitty on my side. Someone's been fucking with the media board again.
Look at that, folks. Two prizes given away in one night, both off the phone line. Simple, easy. All you got to do is call in to win.
Juke's pissed at us because we kept talking over
Sorry, Juke. Don't worry. We'll have more porn later on for giveaway for another bit.
Is porn even legal in, Kansas and Missouri? I don't know.
I'm sure.
Okay. So there you go. That was Shitty MIDI for the week. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Hey, why don't we go ahead and do Mad Props? Claude, you want to load that shit up? We'll go from bit to bit, man. We're like fast forward. Pew, 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 pew.
I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by giving you
Mad Props.
And in no particular order, let's give Mad Props to Dave.
Mad Props.
Anorexic Pillow.
Mad Props.
Fat to Fuck.
Mad Props.
Foo Foo.
Mad Props.
Jazzed Orange.
Mad Props.
Reverend Hammer.
Mad Props.
The Juke.
Mad Props.
Toe.
Mad Props.
And finally, Virtual One, who can't dial a 6 on his phone.
Don't.
God. Maybe if you called in the long distance way, you could have earned enough prizes to sell off to buy a new phone, you cheap bastard.
Mad Props.
Just saying, that's all.
It's a good idea. And since we're bouncing from bit to bit, we really want to do this for the break. We have Dead Celebrity of the Week, unless you're under a very comfortable rock, well-furnished carpet, couches, kind of a thing. We do have a dead celebrity that everybody knows about. Claude, load that bit up.
Dead celebrity almost kind of brings a tear to my eye.
This week's dead celebrity of the week, Richard Pryor. But instead of doing what we normally do for dead celebrity of the week, we're going to do something different. Ladies and gentlemen, he may be dead, but Ripped Archives can bring Richard Pryor to you. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
My uncles and my family only fucked in one position, up and down. My uncle was like, boy, don't you ever kiss no pussy. I mean that, whatever you're doing, like, don't kiss no pussy. I couldn't wait to kiss the pussy. He'd been wrong about everything else. The woman had to beat me off. It's enough, please, please. Oh,
2 days.
And dudes, huh? Yeah. You ever be with a woman you wanted to be with for a long time, man, and you finally get with her, and you come in about 4 seconds, and you be panicked, Jack, trying to be cool. Oh, God. Lord, don't let her know. Just let it stay heavy, if not hard. You're not moving as much as you were. I'm just resting a little. I want you to enjoy this. White folks do things a lot different than niggas. They eat quiet and shit. You be able to have to be.
Pass the potatoes. Thank you, darling. Could I have a bit of that sauce? How are the kids coming along with their studies? Think we'll be having sexual intercourse this evening? We're not 12, what the heck?
Black families be different, have more rhythm, shit. My father, when we ate, it was fun, because he made noise and shit. Hey, bitch, where the food? Goddamn, mama, come on, shit! All you motherfuckers, you
shit! Oh, goddamn it! Shit, pass shit, nigga, kiss my ass!
Better get that meat down that bone, motherfucker. You think you're going? Yeah. Right? And I got an auntie, man. My Aunt Mancine, man, can suck a neck bone. It's a work of art. I mean, she can fuck with a neck bone, bro. She'd be all in and get that white shit out of me stuff. Throw it to the dog. The dog look at her like. What am I supposed to do with that motherfucker? Different lifestyles. See, white folks don't play enough. They don't relax. They don't know how to play the dozens, nothing. Right? They get uptight. You tell a white dude, go fuck yourself. I'll fuck you, motherfucker. He get very offended. I beg your pardon.
I mean, as supervisor here, I don't believe that kind of language is necessary. We certainly can communicate on a higher plane than that.
Don't say nothing about their mom. I go, my mom?
She was a great old gal.
White folks fuck quiet, too. Right? I seen y'all in the movies. You don't make no noise. I go to the movies. I be watching white folks and be... Niggas make noise. They be, oh, you motherfucker. Oh, goddamn, man. Oh, don't do nothing. Oh, shit. A lot of you people look at me, I see some people in the audience, older people in the audience be going, Boy, you ought to be shaming yourself. I ain't lying, Junior. That's the way my grandmother treats me, right? I thought about it, I said, now listen, should I talk about freebasing and what is, or something, and people say, well, no, because then people start doing it. No, I got to talk about what happened to me on freebasing. Freebasing, I freebased about 8 months straight. My bitch left me, I went crazy. But I fell in love with this pipe. This pipe controlled my very being. This motherfucker say, don't answer the phone. We have smoking to do. All the pipe is talking about, now come on. Don't put me down anywhere where I might fall. Cause it's 2 in the morning and it's hard to get one of me. when I first did it, I knew it was going to fuck me up, but I had to do it. I just had to be hip. This motherfucker said, you ever try this? This motherfucker said, he going to string me out. This is a dope dealer that need me to get hooked so he can get some free bass. You know what I mean? This dude, he just used to snort a little coke like this one. I saw him, and I said, what's wrong with you? This motherfucker was talking about,
I remember free bass.
I was like, what?
Free bass.
He told me he saw Jesus. I said, well, okay. And he said, you do it in women to do it. And that's how he got me. Women will fuck. He said, give something to your old lady, she'll fuck. I should have known if it's my old lady, naturally she gonna fuck. I forgot. I thought I was tricking somebody that was giving me pussy. It started out innocently enough. You know, every now and then, little bass. Not now. You know, that's what he said. Now I don't want no bass. Fuck it. Nah. Then pretty soon, I noticed I wasn't walking as far away from the pipe as I used to. Because I used to walk, I put the pipe down and go, ha, fuck, hey. I'd be all out in here and shit. Then motherfuckers that you used to share with, you go, hey, ain't you got none of your own shit? I was out one night and we was doing it and a woman said, the fire doesn't last long enough. And we kept trying to get it. I said, what kind of fire do you want? And the dude said, the kind that lasts forever. I'm just telling you about a junkie I was, and I didn't know it. I kept saying, I can quit any time I want to. Finally, one day myself said, when? I said, not thought you liked me. You gonna ask me that? And I don't give a fuck when you're a junkie. You will not admit it. You will find excuses to smoke or shoot up or something. You'll be, hey, look. Rich, you got to go to work. Hey, I don't like the way you said that. Fuck it, I ain't going to motherfucker. And you go in the room, you lay down and say, you understand, don't you? Then after a while, you start sneaking around. Because I have parents. I did at this time. My aunties and shit were still alive. And they loved me. But they wouldn't say nothing to me that was, like, obvious. They say shit like, oh, you a chemist, huh, son? Now, can you move that so we can fix the greens? No, babe, you ain't no junk. No, Lord. And it's weird because nobody can talk you out of doing shit when you done made up your mind to hurt yourself. Right? Because, like, I'm talking about bass now, and some people go, yeah, I got to get home to get my shit. Because I would be out and think of an excuse to get home. I would be at the bank cashing a check, and I'm going to say, we have to certify. Never mind. Fuck it. I go in the car, I'd be no. And the pilot say, you know you're right. So, then it gets desperate. When the shit get gloomy, when you've been in a room 4 weeks, and Jim Brown have to visit. And Jim, of all my friends who came in and said, don't do that, but give me a hit. My friend, they tried. Listen, I was doing so much, I embarrassed cocaine dealers. They would say, Richard, man, goddamn. Oh, man, come on, shit. Why don't you just snort this shit? Man. I said, okay, yeah, I'll just snort it. Well, how much you want? A kilo. Just for the weekend. So Jim got wind of the shit. He come in the house.
And I get scared when I hear him come in the driveway. The bell ring go. And say, who is it?
Jim Brown.
Oh, shit. Not the physical, just the mental. You know, because he love me. I know this mother ain't going for this. So I'm sitting there, I'm going to show off him. I'm going to do it in front of him. Fuck it. Jim come in and say, you want to go roller skating? Where's the bathroom? I said, wait. You want some? No. What is it? Freebase. What's free about it? Now, wait, Jim was cold. Jim said, what you gonna do? I said, what? Nothing, man. I ain't going nowhere tonight. No, I mean, what you gonna do? About what? About that. See, you ain't no movie star to me, motherfucker. All these other fools come in there, but I ain't scared of you. You know what I mean? What you gonna do? What you mean, yeah? You gonna go to the hospital with me and get well or what? Why is everybody trying to rule my life? I don't put you down for lifting weights. Fuck all that. What you gonna do? And Jim said, well, I guess you don't want me for a friend. Huh? So I guess you don't want me for a friend, motherfucker. If I can't tell you nothing, fuck it. I don't want to see you destroy yourself.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Now, we're a little peeved here because this is twice yep. now that we've had a guest flake on us. And this is confusing me because I'm sitting there going, why?
You know, I don't know if she's flaked. I can't get her. I can't get
Are there pictures of her online?
Yes.
We'll wait until we know that she's fully flaked before we start handing that information out.
At this point, you got like 10 minutes.
Yeah, really, 10 minutes. I mean, all right. So looking at the clock here, we got enough time to do one more thing. What we're going to do is change it up, though. Instead of playing Claude against our guest for Bimbo Trivia, we're looking for a caller. Caller at 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Again, we got a porn prize again today.
We do. Tonight's porn prize for this is going to be I believe it's 5 individual cassette tapes. They are VCR tapes of all kinds of goody porn, including my personal favorite, Lesbian Mystery Theater.
So that means the tapes will play once in your player and then rip apart.
Pretty much. Now, Lesbian Mystery Theater.
Lesbian Mystery Theater.
Basically, is it like three dykes who watch porn and then critique it with funny comments?
No. It's an actual porn. It's called Lesbian Mystery Theater. It has a mystery plot line, which,
ooh,
you know, you pass forward through. But, you know, it is actually some good stuff. I do believe...
We'll solve the riddle tonight of who came in Lady Jessica's eye.
There is gen sex. There is
gen sex.
Caught in the act. M for sex. Something like that. There's a couple of different ones. Like I said, it is a 4-pack, and I may even throw in.
Well, no. We'll go with that prize right now. You got to call in though to play because we need a contestant to go against Claude in a battle of intelligence.
This is a trivia
contest.
This
is a hardcore fucking trivia contest. The number to call is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's LVROCKS. Or if you want to dial by number, 1-866-587-6257. We really, really want to get someone to call in. We don't even care if you want to win the prize. You know, that if you want the prize, great. Even if you don't own a VCR, dude, you know, you could still get them.
And say, hey, look what I got. But classic, you got to call in to
porno,
win.
Classic porno, but you got to call because we're looking for a contestant to go up against Claude in this trivia. So that's what we need right now. And until then, how should we kill this fucking time until we get a caller? We need a goddamn caller.
Well, what we're supposed to have is a guest.
Yeah, we are supposed to have a fucking guest.
Yes, I know we're supposed to have a fucking guest. I still have hopes that she'll show up, but if she doesn't, then bah.
So.
Well, how about this? How about we give out some online
pictures?
Duke says
he has a VCR, so yeah, we could give away our guest's photos. Duke says he has a, you know... A VCR forehead. Woo!
Nice.
So Duke, why don't you give us a call? Come on,
Duke,
man.
Come on, man.
Duke from Casey host.
This is
I imagine he's some sort of technophile. He probably has the auto rewinder too.
This isn't for the pure for the porn. This is for bragging rights. As you beat
shit, we have
Claude
Lady Duke
Balls.
In. So you know this is for bragging rights. This is for you know superiority because man,
if you can beat Claude. In a trivia contest, and this is not going to be some
what
simple
kind of trivia?
Stuff. Oh, we've got
if it's 80s trivia. It's going to be some of the hardest shit you ever came up.
Let's
against.
See. We've got science, history, geography, geography. What the fuck? And something I call whammy.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Lame. All right. So here's what we're gonna do.
Wow. such enthusiasm. Thank
Yay.
You.
Whammy.
I feel really. Glad to be here already.
All right, so here's what we have to do, folks. You got to got to dial in 1-866-587-6257. Hell, who knows? Maybe our guest may not flake and actually show up during this bit.
And if she
and
shows
we'll take
up,
advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. You guys will be.
And we'll have three players: Claude, the caller, and the guest.
Yeah, well. Hopefully three.
Hopefully three.
Hopefully.
So here's what we're looking for. We need someone to call in.
You have to call in to win.
To win the Retro Porn Prize Pack.
Yep, Retro Porn Prize Pack.
So that's all we're going to say that.
Come on, guys.
Virtual One thinks he could take you in 80s history, but we don't have 80s history. This is actually some serious fucking trivia.
Well, you know what? 80s is pretty fucking serious, and God damn it, find me some 80s trivia, dude. And you know what, Virtual One? I'll take your ass up on that next week. Because last week will be my final show. And we'll see who's better at fucking 80s trivia, you or me.
Come on, Vert. Call the long-distance number. Let's see you and Claude one-on-one tonight, and then we can have a rematch specifically on 80s trivia next week.
So 1-866-587-6257
I'll whoop some ass
6257 for the Retro Porn Prize Pack.
The local number is 383-8120, or the number for those of you with a busted-ass Radio Shack phone, that would be 1-702-383-8120. Come on, guys.
For anybody here, so...
Make it
and the chat room wants Bert play too. Chat wants Bert to go with into this as well. Yes, we're ready for a caller. I'm just patiently waiting.
Come on, guys.
So, ladies.
So while we're waiting for that, let's talk about next week because I'd like to tease that a little.
So next week there'll be another guest who won't show up.
Apparently so. if it's booked by Smack or Murphy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a lot more. I've got a lot more faith in my girl over here. She is a former suicide girl.
See, that's what I'm thinking about.
And a stripper.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I told you this. I saw her when she was a stripper here in Vegas, and it was a really bad club. And she actually kicked me in the head on accident.
Larry's Villa?
No, worse. Even worse.
What's worse than Larry's Villa?
I don't even know the name of this place, but it was behind Scandia in those warehouses.
Whoa.
It was bad.
Hey, was
it
that Rick's Tally Ho?
No, it was bad.
Pussycats?
Even worse.
Pussycats was back there. So was Spearmint Rhino, wasn't it?
Spearmint Rhino was over on...
it might have been Industrial? Pussycats, but I don't remember
it's over
the name.
Western or
okay. Oh, it's a whole column that's out. The 3, the 6, and the 9. I tell you what. Vert...
You know what? Vert has a cell phone. I know he does.
Vert, if you can give
Vert
us the okay...
Vert has a fucking cell phone.
If you
Come
can
on.
Give us the okay, we'll call you from the studio.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, I'll
I
do
no
that.
Problem.
If you
yeah,
give
no
us the okay,
that.
We'll call you from the studio.
Go ahead and post your phone number. In the
no,
chat,
no,
right?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, just give us the okay, and
I am any one of us.
Mr. Trench does have your number, and we will call you. And he just put it on charge.
Can you not keep the charger near you when you talk?
Well, you know, here's the problem. We are on a delay to the chat room. The guys, you know, hear us. You know, I think 30 seconds.
Yeah, about 30 seconds to a minute later. So
excuses.
What? No, now his cell phone is dead. What the fuck?
Okay, he has a cell phone that's
dead. He has
dead.
A cell phone that's
he
dead.
He only has one phone in the entire house.
If his ass needs to call 911, because 9 is on that, you know.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. You're
you
right.
know what? Fuck it. Pick up the phone and let's call him.
All right. No, it is. 1-2-3-6-6-3-6-9.
I don't know his number.
No,
I do.
Trench has his number. We're going to call you, Vert. We're going to call you because we love you and we think you're a hell of a dude.
Oh, I can't hear you. The receiver doesn't work now.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it's going to turn out.
There's some serious weed smell going on here. So let's bring the music down.
Let's try this out. Dial? Do I get a dial tone?
I don't know.
No. You.
Busy.
Oh.
How
what
convenient.
Is he
how convenient. Maybe he's trying to call in. Yeah, right. Oh, wait, maybe he is.
Wait. Spank Wagon Radio, you were on the air.
Wow, it works.
Yes, it. Oh, you dialed your own self.
No, I found something that plays touch tones.
You have. I forgot. You actually have an old Radio Shack tone dialer.
Oh, yes, my goodness.
All right, so here's how this game is going to work. We're gonna pose a question to you and to Claude at the exact same time. Since you're on the phone, you'll get it at the same time, no delay. Whoever gets it right, you know, gets a point, and I don't know how many questions there are, Smack.
I've got a good amount of questions. What we are looking for from you, Mr. Vert, would be 5 correct answers.
All right.
And the first 1 to 5 wins. So don't worry if you're down. You can come back.
And
okay, I'm probably getting my butt kicked on this, but I'll give it a try.
And
if you get the first question, or if you get the question right, you get to pick the next category.
Right, now we got to make sure. Claude, can you hear us just fine?
I can hear you fine, yes.
Vert, can you hear us just fine?
Good enough, yes.
Okay, works for me.
Hey, let's do this. Instead of doing it that way, let's do it because we never prepare anything in advance. Let's do this Jeopardy rules where we don't have these guys yelling over each other to answer it. Oh, wait a minute. My pocket's going off.
Oh, we may have our guest. We may have our guest here soon. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to prep, and he's got a phone call. He's got a fucking cell phone call.
Oh, hang on a second. My glasses just got ripped off.
Now he's being a dork. We're running out of time. I'm sorry, Vert. How's it going in Iowa?
Pretty good. It's very cold, and there's a lot of snow on the ground.
How much snow do you have on the ground in Iowa?
Probably about 6-8 inches.
That's not
that bad. I was in the worst winter on history in Ohio.
Oh, shut up. We're one winter for Claude, and he's like, it's the worst ever. Okay,
yes.
We actually have our guest. Our guest is showing up in the studio. You're going to have a three-way for the Retro Porn Prize Pack.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know.
Because you have a VCR, don't you?
I have a VCR, but I haven't used it probably since about a month after I bought it.
Okay, so get a can of duster out.
I have no idea how to run this silly thing.
You have a lot of old radio equipment?
Yes.
Okay, so what's stopping you from using that? Exactly, you're going to use it, don't worry.
Look, he's enough of a phone freak to have a tone dialer. Okay? Does your tone dialer even have the A, B, C, and D buttons on there?
It does if you hold down more than one button at a time.
Yeah, that's we got a phone freak, so we're gonna have a really intelligent group going on here.
I'm really kind of surprised. I thought, you know, he'd have like a backup plan, you know, like a butt set or something too.
You know, you'd think.
I tried to dial my phone and I hit 6 and it would dial it like 5 times. I grabbed my cell phone and my cell phone's like, it isn't turning on. Oh, the battery is dead. Okay.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, plan C for sure. So, and we're idling time. We apologize for everybody listening on the show, you know, because, you know, we should be doing this, but it's taking time.
I have porn music.
See, you always have these musics. I'm like trying to...
What's the earliest you guys have had a cell phone? How long ago?
I had a cell phone back in 80... No, excuse me, 98. I had a cell phone.
Yeah, that would be impressive. My first cell phone was around 92.
So you had a cell phone, so you're a techno elite.
Way, way, way back.
Where the hell is Smack?
I don't know. Your new co-host is a
MIA. My new co-host, you at least show up late. He just fucking jets out.
We don't know where he is. He's probably in the fucking parking lot flugging down crackheads.
Let's do some music interlude. Hang on the line there, Vert.
No.
Alrighty, our guest is in the studio, so Claude is miking her up right now. Let's go ahead and get cameras working here so that way people can see that we actually have a guest.
Who's your guest?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. It's actually a friend of Smacks here,
yes.
Or Murphy or whatever he's calling himself this
yes.
month. So say hello.
Well, I
guest.
Think he's got one name, but you keep messing it up.
Exactly. I'm sure he does, but it's like I'm just gonna keep fucking it up.
It's all right. I'll just keep calling him Farm Boy. It'll work out for the best. It
works always in the end. All right. So say hello, guest.
Oh, you got to get right on top of it like it's a big dick.
You and your analogies.
I love that, man.
Hit the mic, cause I've got them all up over here.
Is it even on?
Oh, that, hey, oh there you that. Go.
There we go.
All
and
right.
Just like a man, you got to turn it on.
Good job, guys.
So we have a guest in studio, and I have to tell you, she smells wonderful. It's a much better smell than the vomit we had a couple of weeks back. Oh, yeah, that was nice. So here's the way
such
the
a wonderful works. Job of setting the mood for everyone.
Yes, I know. So here's the way the game
people
works.
People vomit here, ha ha ha.
It's like fucking Bizarro Wink Martindale.
You know, I'll take puke for 500. Set the stage, and let's get going.
Well,
Cole, are you still on the line?
Yep.
All right, cool. So what we've got ourselves here is a good old classic three-way trivia match. We're going to have questions, and we're going to need answers. Three correct answers wins. Now, since Claude has decided to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Prude.
A big
prude.
Fucking pansy?
Because I've seen this guy, you know, march around and show off like, you know, like crazy, and now he's not going to.
Now, the condition I'm in, you could donate my body to science fiction.
So he's not going to get topless. So, here's what we're going to do. Vert, you've still got to get three questions right to win the retro prize pack. But our lovely young Tiffany here in the studio, for every question that Claude gets wrong, she'll win herself cash money. For every question she gets wrong, I think we're going to have to lose some clothing.
And the shock sets in. All right, now, Claude, that's why we wonder the reason we got your address. Well, you know, checks in the mail.
Should have worn more clothes. Well, you do have your jacket with you.
You want to cheat and put on your jacket?
You can cheat and put on your jacket. We'll
let
you that.
We'll let you go for that.
Now, are these cool? Are you cool with that?
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Okay.
Look at that. She's a goer, boys and girls. She's
Where
a goer.
Claude isn't. Okay, so Claude loses money. Vert wins the retro porn prize pack. Let's get this game going. First question, please.
All right. So we are going to start with science. So the first question is, when was the idea of the atom first introduced? Anybody?
Anyone. And if no one gets this, I guess nothing happens.
You have to take off some clothing.
Dude, you can donate my body to science fiction the way I look.
Are
anybody.
You talking about year or?
Yes, year. What year, roughly, was the idea of the atom first introduced?
Hell, I don't know. I mean, I have a good idea of who like came up with the theory, but not what
well,
year.
Well, I know the theory of the atom and stuff like that from this century, this past century.
You're asking some vague-ass questions,
hey,
dude.
Sorry,
dude,
your questions suck.
Vert, do you
Vert,
have any
have
idea?
An answer?
He's got the fucking internet. He don't
the
know.
Idea of the atom was first introduced by Leviticus of Miletus around 450 BC.
Who the fuck's knowing this shit?
Apparently somebody, since I found it on the internet. All right, fine. Then we'll switch to the what the fuck category. Or what the fuck category. Now, again.
Switch to grammar.
I think, Vert, if you want to buzz in, you're going to have to hit a button on your phone. You guys, we're going to have to get a hand in the air, and we'll figure out. 3 out of 1,000 men, that's 0.3%, are well endowed enough to do this.
Our guest?
Can I say cock on the radio?
You sure can.
Yeah, this is internet
yes.
radio. You can say cock, fuck.
Tie a knot.
Dude, what?
Tie themselves in a knot.
What?
Tie
oh,
themselves
no.
in a knot.
Tie their
he
what?
Said well endowed.
Well endowed enough to do this, and she says tie themselves in a knot.
Tie their cock in a knot. That's the first I've ever
you know,
heard
I don't
that.
Care
That's
how big awesome. My dick is. I'm not going to tie it in a knot, and that answer would be incorrect. I'm
sorry.
Dun, 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 dun. So, anybody else have a guess? Vert, you got
Vert?
Anything out there?
I don't think I want to touch that one.
Okay.
Claude, you have...
The only thing I could probably think of would be to hit the end of the birth canal.
I'm sorry? Hit the end of the birth canal. That answer is incorrect.
In other words, bottom out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Dr.
Bottom
Fisker
out.
Has the correct answer. It is blow themselves.
Blow themselves. Matter of fact, the chat room, Fisker said autofellatio. So
okay, so
one
she's got to
lose. So one for you.
So
oh,
you
by the way,
lose the jacket.
You also get money from Claude.
Yes,
you
yes.
got to lose the jacket.
Claude's got it wrong, so we'll keep a tally there. All right, so we will move on.
And Vert didn't even try.
Vert, since
so
you didn't even try, I'll let you pick the category. We've got science, history, geography, what the fuck, and my favorite, whammy.
I get to pick?
You get
yes,
to pick
get
the
to
category.
Pick.
Oh, let's try science again.
Science. with these fucking questions about what happened in the Stone Age.
That's right. All right. Okay.
When was the wheel invented?
We'll go to science here.
Science.
Question for science is, what is the gestation period of a hippopotamus?
Where did you pull this shit up from?
Off of the internet.
That's the problem.
Anybody.
You're asking, like, ultra-obscure shit, man.
Dude, you're trying to get people to lose.
No, I just don't want it to be easy.
6 to 7 months?
6 to 7 months.
6 to 7 months for Vert. You know, we'll play this shit like Price is Right.
Exactly.
Okay? 6 to 7 for Vert.
6 to 7 for
Claude?
Vert. Claude?
The only thing I can think of, I'll say 18 months.
18 months.
And Tiffany.
Tiffany, our guest.
$1.
20 months.
20 months. The actual answer is 8 months.
Vert is the closest.
Very nice. Vert's the closest, so we'll give him the points on that one.
We'll give Vert the points. The guest loses, and Claude loses more money.
Yes, so I lose more money.
And off come the shoes.
Off come the shoes.
The shoes.
The shoe.
Oh, the
shoe.
Oh, come on. Everyone buys. No, wait.
The shoes have to come in a pair.
Who buys a shoe?
Shoes got to come in a
who
pair.
Who buys one shoe?
A person with one leg.
She owned you.
Yeah, she did. She right out there. Doesn't right. change the fact that we need both shoes, though. All right.
I just would like to point out, Trench, you got schooled by a stripper.
I got.
She's not
actually,
a stripper.
Actually, why don't we give a little background so people understand why we're asking semi-tough questions.
Go
What's
ahead.
Your major?
Give them the truth, not the prepared answer.
Oh,
let's have the
okay.
truth.
The truth, I am a sorority girl and ex-cheerleader. But I'm here in Vegas at the UNLV School of Dental Medicine.
Okay.
So.
Now, aren't you gunning up something else under there as well? Don't you have a few more goodies?
Like what?
Oh, I thought you had something else with biomedical or I could be completely wrong on that.
Well, you're kind of completely wrong, yes. Oh. But it's
hey,
biomedical.
That.
I've already done 4 years of college with a degree in chemistry and a minor in biology. And now I'm about 3 years away from being a doctor.
See, this is why I went with the hard questions.
This,
we were going to set you up,
makes
and
sense.
Unfortunately, you wouldn't take your clothes off.
Yes.
But that's okay.
I will be poor by the end
you
of the evening.
You will be very poor by the end of the evening because that's two now to the two verse one. Well,
Vert, since you got closest, you get to pick the category again. So science, history, geography, what the fuck, or whammy?
Let's try whammy.
Whammy! All right, guys, here we go.
No whammy.
What successor is born at the instant his previous title holder's death?
Come again?
My wife wishes. What? Whose successor is born at the instant of the previous title holder's death?
What successor is
what
born?
What successor? Can you give us a
field? Whose successor is born at the instant of a previous title holder's death? And I will tell you, there is no field. It's more of a life choice.
I'm going to say a prince.
A prince?
Yeah.
No.
Tiffany?
Presidential?
Presidential. Vert?
That has me confused enough that I don't even have a good answer.
Can I give what I think it is?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Father Time.
No, actually, you're all completely wrong. It is the Dalai Lama.
How the fuck are we all completely wrong? Did anybody say the Dalai Lama?
Did anybody think of the Dalai Lama? I mean,
I knew the
obviously
answer
there's
to this.
More than one field.
Well, it's like I said, it's
you
not
gotta
a field.
Give us, you gotta
it's
give
a life
us,
choice. Oh, I will give you hints. I'll give you a choice.
No. Okay, so everyone got that
everyone
one
got
wrong.
That one wrong. And since everyone got that wrong, I'm choosing the category. Category is going to be geography.
Wait, I know the next category. The question's going to be questions you have no fucking clue what the answer is for five.
Well, hey. This
you're
is
like
low
totally
bunch
choosing
Jeopardy.
Asinine shit
you,
here.
Where did you get
All right. Well, I got it off the internet. I got off trivia sites. I went and looked up pub trivia because that's some good
internet.
Stuff. Off das Interweb. There's
oh, the pub trivia. This is great.
Pub
so this
trivia.
Is the kind of shit that drunk people
what the,
answer.
No, yep. How the fuck did drunk people answer anything about the Dalai Lama?
Dude, pub trivia rocks. You guys don't even know.
Okay. I'll take Stan.
Moving on to geography. To get to L.A. from Reno, what direction do you travel?
To get to L.A. from
to
Reno?
L.A.?
To get from L.A. to Reno, what direction do
a
you
a train
travel?
Leaves L.A. heading
Jesus.
Towards Reno. What? Where are you going?
I'll say northwest.
Northwest? You're
yeah, that's what I was going
northwest. Northwest. Vert?
I would guess west.
West.
The actual answer is northwest.
Northwest.
Reno
Vert
is
loses.
More west than Reno is more west than Los Angeles, which is kind of interesting.
So Claude and our guest
Tiffany,
win a point.
Right.
Tiffany.
And yes. Tiffany, since you have yet to choose a category, why don't you go ahead? Science, history, geography, what the fuck, or whammy?
Let's go for science.
Oh, right.
Jesus.
See if you're a little easier.
We're
on
going
me.
For science here. Oh, I'm just going in a row here. In what type
Christmas.
Of matter are atoms more tightly packed? solids, gases, or
Oh, that's basic
solids.
Chemistry.
Hell, yeah. Solids.
Yeah. Okay.
Solids.
I think we have a consensus.
Everybody,
Bert?
Solids.
I didn't hear you.
Solids. Yeah.
Solids. There we go. We've got solids. Solids.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That's really great. I just want you to know we went from like
the fucking Dalai Lama to solids.
Yeah. We went to like advanced genius of Trivial Pursuit to like fucking highlights for kids.
Hey, you know what do you guess? So, awesome. Awesome. I guess you guys want to...
So far, Claude's only down maybe about $15. You know, I guess I think these are, what, $5 a question?
Okay, fine.
You were going to lowball.
And what is
you?
Bert at? What is Bert at?
Bert only has... Bert has two, Claude has two, and our guest has two. So far, it's very much a tied game.
Do you guys want to stick with science then?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, come
we'll
on. Wait. Let me pick a category. What categories are there?
We've got modern history or history, geography, what the fucking whammy.
I want history. All right. I'm
we
a history.
Had any history
I love history.
Let's go for some history here.
I just pissed everyone in the room off.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Okay. Fuck. What European scientist is responsible for vaccines for anthrax, cholera, rabies, and smallpox?
What?
Shit, I know this one.
What? Say that again?
What European scientist is responsible for vaccines
Pasteur,
for...
Pasteur, maybe?
It is. Louis Pasteur.
Louis Pasteur. Oh, I shouldn't have given the answer before Tiffany. Oh.
Who were you going
to say? I can tell you the correct scientific name of anthrax.
You know what? You redeem yourself if you do that.
Bacillus anthracis.
Look
there
at that. That's a winner.
So everyone wins a point.
Everyone
so
wins
far,
a point on that one.
Everyone is tied at 3 in our trivia game
All
here.
Right. So,
Bert, remember, you're playing for the Retro Porn Prize Pack. Our guest, Tiffany, is bidding for his money, and Claude is...
bidding for Tiffany's clothing.
Bidding for Tiffany's clothing, I guess.
So since...
Now, do I have to give it back?
Well, that's between
a great
you
question.
Two, you know.
That's a great question.
Does
so
she have to pay you for her clothes, you know?
Let's continue on with history, since you guys want to be like that. What U.S. president took office between Franklin Pierce and Zachary Taylor?
And the crowd goes dead. Okay, we'll
wait.
We'll do an order. Vert.
Sorry, it's been like 15 years since I learned that. I have no idea.
Franklin Pierce or Zachary Taylor, who is the president in between.
Yep. Why couldn't you give a fighting chance with pop culture?
You know, pop culture is entirely too easy. Mr. Claude, your answer would be...
I think I heard
a
studio troll. Can you repeat the question? Go for it.
What U.S. president took office between Franklin Pierce and Zachary Taylor?
Dan Pearson Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Adams.
Adams, okay. And Miss Tiffany.
Johnson.
The correct answer would be Millard Fillmore from 1850 to 1853.
Oh, no one got that one.
Millard Fillmore.
Claude, hit the music. Hit the music, Claude.
So, Tiff, if you would like to remove the piece of clothing,
The
next article of clothing. Oh. I think she's a goer.
Let's see.
Oh.
And the studio troll shows up
studio
to see what the hell's going
kind of upset.
On.
Oh, hey, here we go.
I think upset's not the word.
I think we just lost a bra. I think that's where
okay.
we were. Yes, we did.
So we went undergarments before overgarments. This is interesting.
There we go. Okay, now since we
I like how this is working out.
Trench, why don't you pick it again?
Give it to me again.
We've got science, history, geography, what the fucking whammy.
What the fuck?
All right. Let's go down to what the fuck. All right. The original color of the American Express card was what?
I don't know.
Yep. There we go. The original color of the American Express card.
Okay. Let's do this in orderly fashion.
Okay.
Caller?
No idea.
No idea. Come on. There's 8 primary colors.
Yeah, but no one fucking smack. It's going to be some oddball.
It's
yeah,
not
green.
Oddball.
How about silver?
Silver for
I'm
going to
say blue.
Okay.
Blue for Claude. And Tiffany?
Green.
The
green.
Correct answer is purple. The original purple. American Express card was purple. Yep. And just a follow-up question just for everyone's you know, minor
trivia
knowledge. Yeah, the first actual credit card was the Diners Club card.
Yes, I do know that.
Oh, well, that'll help me a
All
lot.
All right, so we've got money missing.
Telly Savalas used to sell the Diners Club, man. I remember those commercials.
Yes, he did.
80s fun.
Okay, Tiff, if you would please.
The next article. So Claude, okay, Claude's no,
she's
got
to decide.
$25.
Now. Yes.
Bert's still not winning anything here, but our guest is definitely taking off the next layer.
So as she chooses which layer to take,
she just put her coat back on.
Uh oh, I think we're losing the panties.
We'll
Holy move on.
Crap.
No, it won't be that quick.
Or the pants. Claude, why don't you go ahead and choose the next category?
The hell were the categories anyhow?
Science, history, geography, what the fuck, and whammy.
Yeah, I am.
He's very distracted.
I'll choose a whammy.
I think his sideburns are straight. Oh,
whammy.
Off with the pants.
Oh, nice. We've lost the pants. All right. So, whammy. Who won the 1936 Miss Hungary title but had to give it up because she was under 16? And this is a celebrity.
Wait. What?
We have a celebrity question. Who won the 1936 Miss Hungary title but had to give it up because she was under 16 at the time?
1936.
Caller, your answer, please.
I don't even know where to start.
I'm choosing the questions next time we ever play this. Please let me choose the questions. Everyone needs a fighting chance. You're making him broke and her cold.
We got a heater. Next time we'll turn it up next time. I'll make it a little easier.
Okay. So, no clue from the caller, Vert. Claude?
1936. Miss Hungary.
Miss Hungary.
Had to give it back because she was only 16. Under 16.
Wait, did she marry?
Yeah, we're not saying anything along those lines.
As the studio trolls are yelling in the green room.
Yeah, studio trolls are yelling out the green room.
Gonna need an answer. We're running out of time.
Okay,
1936, I'll say Judy Garland.
Oh, and Tiffany.
Judy Garland.
It's a random guess.
I'm going to count you wrong now.
Oh, my God.
Slightest idea.
No clue.
No clue.
Can I try again?
No.
No. The correct answer would be Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh.
Wow, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Claude, hit the music. All right, so far, Claude is out. $30.
$30.
$30. Caller is still not winning anything from the Retro Porn prize pack.
It's in between the thong or the top, and I don't know which one yet.
Whatever.
If you can come up with a category and to decide on that, what'll it be? Science, history, geography, what the fuck, or whammy? The science ones have been hard. I will tell you that the history is okay. Geography is a little easier.
You know, I really like the what the fuck. So let's go what the fuck.
Sure.
Okay, we'll stick with what the fuck. All right. What does the distress signal SOS stand for?
Save our souls.
Save our souls?
I say save our ship.
Save our ship.
I can't say the same answer as him. So.
You sure can.
You sure can.
Oh. Save our ship.
And the correct answer is absolutely nothing.
It's SOS is just, and this is from my geek knowledge. SOS is a 3x3x3. Anything repeated in threes over the airwaves is a signal of distress, such as you could yell pan, pan, pan for a minor emergency, break, 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 or SOS.
So, Tiffany, what was it last time? Was it the thong or was it the top?
The thong is gone.
Let's get it out of here. Oh, look at that. Juke's calling for the top.
Well, of course, they get the view, you know. It's
top, I'll say for last.
There you go.
Well, speaking of, let's move on. When Disneyland opened in 1955, Tomorrowland represented a city from what year in the 1980s? So you've got a 1 in 10 chance in this.
1 in 10.
What year was Tomorrowland supposed to represent when Disneyland opened?
1986.
Vert?
I'll say 1982.
And Miss Tiffany?
That's pretty good.
I say 1960s.
1960s.
Wait. Let's ask the question.
Okay, one more time. When Disneyland opened in 1955, Tomorrowland represented a city from what year in the 1980s? From what year in the
1980s?
Yes.
Oh. 1984.
Okay. The correct answer is 1986.
Oh.
Congratulations,
Claude gets it.
Look at that. Woohoo!
Claude. Bert,
sorry, bro. And Tiffany, what's left?
Only the top.
All right.
I don't think your viewers really want to see all of that, so I'll keep them guessing.
You know what? I got to tell you, the chat room begs to differ.
Yeah,
let's
the
see.
Chat
We've
room
got
is going
top
nuts.
Top tits. The boys want to see them. If you want to show them, we would love to have them on the show. If not,
have
that's
them.
Okay.
There are only 36 double D's.
Holy cow!
Okay, sorry. I know my wife's listening.
Holy cow!
Let's break those puppies out because we've only got time for one more question.
We have one more question.
And that's my last piece of clothing.
Oh. Well, you do have a chance at least for Claude here to screw up and for you to make some more money.
If you can distract him, you're going to make even more cash. Holy cow.
Do we have the camera on? Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, it's
all right, here we go, boys.
I'll leave it like this. So if I get it wrong, then I'll drop it.
Okay.
All right. All right. That's
give
fine.
Give your viewers something to, you know,
so,
wait for.
Oh, boy. All right, guys. If everyone's ready here.
All right.
Our last question, and this is coming from the What the Fuck category and is personally my favorite question in the entire game.
God's going to be the stupidest.
Prior to his career as a porn star, what did Ron Jeremy do for a living?
Special education teacher.
All right,
he
we've
would
got.
Know, right?
Well, he's been what? Quite wrong in the past.
Oh
Bert.
My God.
I didn't even hear the question.
Prior to his career as a porn star, what did Ron Jeremy do for a living?
Bus driver.
We have a bus driver. We have a special ed teacher.
We have a sped teacher.
Bert.
I was actually going to guess teacher too. I'm just going to say teacher in general.
Teacher in general.
The correct answer is special ed teacher. That's right. So we're going to give him partial credit. I think, Vert, you just won the retro prize porn pack.
Yes. Claude is broke.
Claude's broke, but he's not losing anymore.
Freezing.
And Tiffany, she said she'd pull it down. So let's see these cans.
Too bad we don't have like a boom chickum, you know, audio.
Oh.
And if you want to impress them.
If you want to impress the boys.
There they are.
There they are, guys. Woo! We got cans. Maybe she'll be nice enough to show us the nipples. All right, guys. That is Bimbo Trivia for this week.
Exactly.
It's too cold for that.
We'll turn the heater up.
No. You want to make it cold. Nice and cold. Get those guys to pop out.
We don't have enough.
Oh, no, they're out.
We are running out of time. We're out of time, actually. So
just to let everybody know, though, Tiffany will be coming back for Find Tiffany a Piece of Cock. That is another bit we'll be running. She is single, boys, so anyone in the Vegas area who would like... She's a quick one. She is relatively bright. I think I just stacked the deck.
Let me just say
great.
This.
As soon as I leave, you go ahead and have these contests.
Yeah, really. Right, I want to say this, and I got to say this, and she is a very, very, very attractive woman.
She is.
Indeed.
She
you
is
know,
very,
very
nice.
Attractive, and that's going to be a great
props,
game.
Props
and
to her for
thank
playing
you.
Along.
Thank you for
big,
playing
yes,
along.
Thank you.
Big thank you.
Because we all were taking bets that you were going to flake on us.
Yeah, we thought aww. You were going to flake.
His guests flake a lot.
My guests flake a lot, and it's unfortunate.
So
but that's okay.
You.
We just we had a wrong turn, and it's okay. Everything's good to go. Tiffany, thank you for playing.
You're very welcome.
You're more than welcome to hang around for the last couple minutes of the show.
As we wrap it up, plus you can get yourself together so you can go outside in the cold again. All right, caller, Devert, you win the retro porn prize pack. We'll get that out to you soon.
Thanks for playing.
Alrighty.
Have a good night. All right, so we're going to clear the caller out of the line. Ladies and gentlemen, it's looking like that time again.
Aww.
Yes, I'm very sad.
Yeah, this is the next to last show for you.
That's right.
This week is my final show, and I leave Las Vegas next week. You two will be here, of course.
And you're going to be on next week's show, right?
Yeah, I'll be here next week, but that's my final show. After that, I'm gone forever.
Now, here's the deal with next week's show, guys. We will not be taking any goodbyes, any so-longs, any farewells from the chat room. If you want to say goodbye to the man, the myth, the living legend, Claude Balls, you have to call in.
The Sugar Daddy.
Yes, the Buck
50 Ayatollah. Or no, the quadraphonic Ayatollah.
The quadraphonic Ayatollah.
The Ayatollah of Spankerola.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
I am the infallible Claude Balls.
And you'll find me, Mr. Murphy.
You'll find you?
You'll find me.
We want to say a big thank you
End to the hook.
Yeah, we want to say a big thank you to a lot of people. Big thank you to LVRocks.com for giving us the studio space to play in. Big thank you to MegaRock-Radio.com, our new syndicate out of London, England, Flash FM.
Crikey!
Big thank you to KCHosts.net, RealMusicNetwork.com.
If only I had a pencil to drop right now.
Yeah, really. Drop some change.
How is the backside? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I haven't seen either.
It's good, folks.
Is it?
If you don't catch us live, you can catch us in the archive.
We are in the archive.
Podcast.lvrocks.com. Big thank you to some of our friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, VFTP, and of course, KC Jukebox. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been
Spank Wagon Radio.
See you next week.